You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And as always, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to today's breakfast show here on Cool FM 89.3, smoothest place on your radio dial. Now, let's see, today is the 2nd of November, and we know what that is. Now, it is All Souls Day today, so we're going to, start off the day in a really good way, because it's all going to be nice, pleasant, light music this morning. Some great ballads, some great instrumentals as well, taking us through till 10 o'clock this morning. Looking at a birthday relevant to today's date, that is, as I said, 2nd of November, Daniel Boone was born 1734. He was an American pioneer, an explorer, and a frontiersman whose frontier exploits made him one of the first folk heroes of the United States.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Hi. That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Turn up out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known? Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Starting us off this morning, of course, it was Adele and a beautiful track, Someone Like You, followed on Dana Winner and her version of the Van Warmer song, which is Just When I Needed You Most. Keep an eye on the time. We're just 11 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. As I mentioned, when we opened up this morning, it's going to be a very relaxed morning this morning, going through some of my favourite ballads and also a few instrumentals thrown in for good measure. We will be taking a look at some of the international news and local news. I wasn't going to do any local news today. I thought we'd probably sick to death of it. But seeing as we've got two confirmations of unconstitutionality in the news now, I thought that we would take a look at those because they're so important to us right now. You know, why is it unconstitutional, etc. So we do have that in. Checking in with Ingrid, she's going to be telling us all about All Souls Day. And I say, great minute. Now, what if we take Candy Duffler, put her together with Dave Stewart from Eurythmics, and you get Lily. Who was here? Lily was here. Candy Duffler. There we go, yes. Candy Duffler, together with Dave Stewart. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're about a minute late for our shower song this morning. In actual fact, with the music we're playing today, you might want to run a bath instead of a shower. Anyway, what happens when you have a bath? Well, you always lose the soap, don't you? So I thought, well, you know, we can play this one today. Shower or bath, doesn't matter what you're doing. Especially if you're in the bath, though, if you drop the soap, you can never find it, can you? You too. Still haven't found what I was looking for. And we're 16 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. That's it, you too. Hope they found their soap. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And that's it. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Well, of course, you too. And they originate from Ireland, of course. It was the second track off of their 1987 album, which was the Joshua Tree Brilliant album. And it was released as the album's second single. That was in May of 1987. The song was a hit, becoming the band's second consecutive number one single on the US Billboard Hot 100, while peaking at number six over there in the United Kingdom. Time is just beans, just a few seconds gone now, exactly after 21 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And, of course, today, All Souls Day, what do we do? Remember those that have passed on and those that have left us on our own here, like our mums and dads, some of us are also mums and dads, but also spare a thought, because right now in the world there are an awful lot of souls that are no longer with us, which is all really, really sad. Doesn't matter which conflict we're talking about or anything. It's sad when people lose their lives in wars like the ones we have going on right now. And I think this is quite apt. Dion Warwick, I say a little prayer.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Work, I just take time, and all through my whole every time, I say a little bit for you.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. She's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers and Ain't No Sunshine. And by the way, see who else is born on this day, the 2nd of November. We can go back all to, 1755. Marie Antoinette was born on this day. Of course, an Archduchess of Austria and the Queen of France and of Navarre. This was after her marriage to King Louis XVI of France. Thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
the first of these two, one of my favourite instrumentals of all time, Albatross, from Fleetwood Mac. And this, well, no doubt, is it? Berlin and Take My Breath Away. Always a big favourite. I got a message in this morning. Comes from Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. And as we mentioned the other day, they're leaving Athens already. I didn't even get my holiday in, for heaven's sake. But they're leaving and they're packing up right now, going back to the States. And Renee says this morning, Renee and Rick says, good morning. Ugh. Oh dear, moving. This moving stuff isn't for the birds. Currently sitting in a room full of boxes, and she sent me a picture of them. I've got to tell you what, they're nicely packed, aren't they? Very pretty. You can put a bow on them, they look like Christmas. You can't please say a little prayer for us. Well, that would have been, wasn't it, a great lead-in to I Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick, but we already played that one. But I did come across this from Mr. Roy Orbison. My prayer.
When the twilight is gone and the moon, when the twilight is gone, you come and hear in my heart while I pray. My prayer at the end of the day, in a dream that survives, I pray is a rapture in blue with the world far away.
Bum, bum, bum. Roy Orbison and My Prayer. And that's going out to Renee and Rick this morning. Sent me a little sort of, you know, prayer, hands prayer, and lots of boxes and a smiley face. Yes, it is a smiley face. Got nothing to smile about. Anyway, we wish you good luck. I suppose I could have tried to find you a piece of music by the Box Tops. Anyway, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, Yasmin just passed me a note because I said, well, how are we doing for road closures today? I thought we might have got a little bit of respite as people want to start going away for the long weekend. We've got roads closed in Via Lucre, Metro Park, Ciudad Radial, that's the corridor, Nuevo Tocumen, and a march at 2 p.m. today in Coronado. So if we hear any more, we'll keep you updated, but that's the situation at the moment. But I think what we should really do, look, you know, we're taking this out on ourselves, aren't we? Let's try and get away and have a four-day break, shall we, from all this commotion. So if you're listening to us out there closing the streets, you know, have a few days off. I think we all deserve it, don't you? Here is Never on a Sunday. from James Thus. There we go, James Last and Never on a Sunday. That comes out of a movie going back to 1960. And that's from the album Never on a Sunday. And the song, of course, for Athens over there, because it's a Greek song, isn't it? Yes. It was first sung by Melina Mercouri in the film of the same name, Never on a Sunday, directed by Jules Dassin and starring Mercouri as well. And the song did win the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1960 as well, a first for a foreign language picture. The film score was first released on the 1st of October of 1960 by United Artists Records, recorded by numerous people, both as an instrumental and as a ballad as well. And that's it, James Last, one of my favourite versions from that time, and I was tiny. Yes, I really was. I did exist, but I was, well, I was 11.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads, then wonder why. And now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on. Make the best of what you've left to me, left to me, left to me. I need you like the flower needs the rain, you know. I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know. I need you like the winter needs the spring, you know. I need you, I need you. And every day I'd laugh the hours away, just knowing you were thinking of me. And then it
came, that I was put to blame for every story told about me. About me, I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know, I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know, I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs the spring, you know, I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. No, I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. Yes, I'll start it all again, you know.
America, and I need you. And we're raking away to 4.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to squeeze one more in. Let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. He says, good morning, my dear friend. Best wishes for everybody. And rest assured, he said, that after the storm always comes the sunshine. Well, I hope you're right. Can I hold you to that? You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. And it says, the Malay will pass. Well, I hope you're right, but I wish they could give us a break for a long weekend. Could you please play Le Passant from Zaz? Absolutely. First, I'm going to play my musical box. That's sweet. Oh, so nice. And again.
Les passants, passants, je passe mon temps à les regarder penser, leurs pas pressés dans leur corps les ailes, leur passé se dévoile dans les pas, sans se soucier. Que suspicieuse à l'affût, je perçois le jeu de pan, leur visage comme des masques me fait l'effet répugnant, que faire semblant, c'est dans l'air du temps. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Enfant n'est fait que de fait, le fait est que l'effet se reflète à sa capacité de prendre le fait tel qu'il est, sans se référer à un système de pensée dans sa tête. Dans un déjà, c'était l'été hier encore. Le temps me surprend, semble s'accélérer. Les chiffres de mon âge. Passera, la dernière restera. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Sharaya. Chaque mois se joue dans des cycles différents. C'est marrant, c'est remous qui m'anime à travers tant d'un état à un autre. J'oscille inexorablement. Par les temps, je cours à l'équilibre. Chaque jugement sur les gens me donne la direction à suivre. Sur ces choses en moi à changer qui m'empêchent d'être libre. Les voix se libèrent et s'exposent dans les vitrines du monde en mouvement. Les corps qui dansent en osmose, qui se prennent, se confondent et s'attirent irrésistiblement. Par les temps, je cours à l'expression. Chaque émotion ressentie me donne envie d'exprimer les non-dits. Et que justice soit faite dans nos pauvres vies endormies. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Thank you.
lumière restera. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera. Passe, passe, passera, la dernière restera.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. And I tell you what, don't hang around, because that is the 2nd of December, the British Ball. But what is today's date? 2nd of November. That means it is only 1 month away.
You know the agony of seeing it all slip away. And maybe now you'd be happier to talk it out straight. About the danger of believing in plans in hand, about the role that you have in this delicate plan.
Yeah. a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I'll know every mile will be worth my life. When I go the distance, I'll be
Deacon Blue, natural fact, featuring on there Chris Rea. And that was Love's Great Fears. Followed on, Michael Bolton and Go the Distance. On this day when we remember, don't we? Remember all those people that have left us. And sadly, I've had a few this year, friends that have gone. But of course, the one person who I guess I think of with, every day, I don't think there's a day when I don't think of her at least once in the day. And that's, of course, my mother, who passed away in 2015. And we never forget, and I remember the sacrifices that that my mother made for me in order to get me a good education, sort of, know what I mean, good education, and always good advice for many, many years. And when we started doing this program, and say that was, I've been doing about 7 or 8 years, my mother said I never did a bad program. That's called unconditional love. And there's always one song that I really sort of link with my mother and what she did for me over the years, and it's this one. It comes from Il Divo, and it's just simply called Mama.
Who I am, give me
for the words unsaid, for the times. Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of those young and early days, how I've changed along the way, along the way. And I know you believe, and I know you had dreams, and I'm sorry it took all this time to see that I am where I am because of your truth. And I miss you. Mama, forgive the times you cry. Forgive me for not making right all of the storms I may have caused, and I've been wrong by your eyes, by your eyes. 'Cause I know you believe, and I know you had dreams. I miss you. I miss you. He was gone when autumn came.
seen Les Miserables about seven or eight times at least in the West End of London when it was on. One of my favourite shows of all time. I think I've told you before, but with my friend, because we used to go to the theatre quite a bit, and my friend sort of comes and says, "Oh, let's go and see Les Miserables. I got tickets." I knew that it was well over 3 hours. I think it was about 3.5 hours long. And I was the world's best theatre critic, because depending how long I stayed awake, really, you know, how good was it? And I remember sitting down, and I can honestly tell you, from the moment it started till the moment it ended, I didn't even think about closing my eyes. And that particular track, that was I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables. We're half past the hour of 8 o'clock, and I think it's about time we took a little trip to see if we can find out what Ingrid's got for us.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, today is the Días de Muertos, known as Day of the Dead, and the Remembrance Day here in Panama. We are not having a show on Friday, so here is some information about the Day of the Dead in case you don't know too much about it. It's one of the most important holidays in Mexico. Every year on November 1st and November 2nd, past loved ones from the afterlife make the journey back to the living world to reunite with their families. It's a joyous and special time each year, which is why you'll often see lots of vibrant colors, traditional foods, and more. Days before, families begin to prepare an ofrenda, or an altar, for their past loved family members. Ofrendas are often decorated with yellow and orange marigolds, a popular Day of the Dead flower, photos of the family members, food, drinks, and other personal items. In addition, other traditional decor like papel picado, a thin decorative paper with holes, is hung in homes and streets for souls to pass through, from making customary foods to colorful decor. There are so many ways to prepare for this celebration. And although Day of the Dead is widely celebrated in Mexico, today we can see other parts of Latin America and the United States taking part in these festivities as well. With that said, there are tons of traditions that vary by region and ways to honor the past loved ones. Whether you're actively participating in this two-day holiday every year or are new to these customs, we are sharing interesting information of the Day of the Dead facts and traditions that you might not know about, from the historical roots of Día de Muertos to beloved customs. There's always something to learn about this 3,000-year-old tradition. Number one, Día de Muertos occurs over the course of 2 days, starting at midnight on November 1st and ending November 2nd. Modern observances of this tradition refer to November 1st as the Día de Inocentes, or Day of the Innocents, and Día de Angelitos, Day of the Little Angels, honoring children and babies who were lost. The Day of the Dead has roots in indigenous Aztec culture. Traditions like the ofrenda originated from the Aztec practices of honoring the dead by placing offerings at tree stumps. When Spanish colonizers arrived in the 16th century, they moved Día de Muertos from the summer to November 1st and 2nd, so it would coincide with the Catholic holidays of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, which is what we're going to celebrate here. While a holiday focused on those who've passed away, Días de Muertos is a joyful occasion. It's a true celebration of life, marked by costumes and makeup, festive foods, parades, humor, and decorative tributes to the dead. Core to Día de Muertos is the ofrenda, on the altar created to honor the dead. The typical ofrenda is a table that's adorned with traditional pastries and marigold petals, as well as items identified with the deceased, like photos or other personal items. Papel picado, or colorful tissue paper with cutouts, adorn the Day of the Dead celebrations. These are more than ornamental. The thin paper represents the delicate nature of life, and the perforations in the tissue allow for souls to pass through for their visit. Day of the Dead is celebrated with sugar skulls. The calavera, or skull, is a central image of Día de Muertos. And one key element of every celebration is the sugar skull. These decorative candies are placed on the ofrenda as an offering to the dead, and they are given out as treats. One of the most recognizable symbols is La Catrina. La Cavalera Catrina originated from a 1913 etching by Mexican artist José Guadalupe Posada. The original depiction showed a skeleton in a large hat. La Catrina was later given a body by a Mexican painter, Diego Rivera, who portrayed her in the central figure in his 1947 mural, Sueño de una tarde dominical en la Alameda Central, Day of a Sunday Afternoon, Alameda. which can be seen in the Diego River Museum in Mexico City. La Catrina is a core part of any Dia de Muertos, celebrating, and it's honored in costumes make up another festive imagery. It's customary to wear La Catrina-style makeup and costumes. La Catrina is the inspiration behind the Sugar Skulls made makeup and costumes worn to celebrate the holiday. Marigolds, or Flora de Kempschurchelala, are displayed to guide spirits. Another important Day of the Dead symbol is the marigold. These bright orange flowers are traditionally placed on the offering, but can be seen everywhere throughout the holiday. The strong scent of marigolds is meant to attract the spirits back to their living relatives' homes. No celebration is complete without pan de muertos. In addition to sugar skulls, another food special to Dia de Muertos is pan de muerto, bread that's sprinkled with sugar and topped with bone-shaped decorations. Other popular Mexican dishes are served for this occasion, including tortilla soup, chalupas, tamales, and caramel flan. Families clean and decorate their loved ones' graves. As part of the tradition, families visit cemeteries where their loved ones are buried to clean and decorate their gravestones with candles and marigolds. Families will gather to share a meal and tell stories at the gravesite, in addition to bringing objects that were meaningful to their deceased. Well, we had our own little altar here at Halloween. The cook has fallen in love with the beauty of the Dia de Muertos, the colorfulness, the joy that people have in celebrating Dia de Muertos. So she wanted to celebrate that with an altar here in El Valle, and so we have. I'm wishing you all a very safe holiday, a very passive and calm Dia de Muertos, or as they say in Panama, ours is the All Souls Day. And I wish you a safe and happy travel. Good luck, be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night.
Two in a row. Started off with Sammy Smith and Help Me Make It Through the Night, one of those great ballads that came out in the early 1970s, about 1971 I think that one was. Followed on there, that is Canis and Una della Noche. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 17 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock, and my next piece of music, well, it comes because I was just looking out of the window and the sun is shining this morning, which you don't know whether to be pleased or not really when the sun's shining these days, we're in so much need of rain, but sitting here in the studio and the sun streaming through the window, well, I could feel the warmth of the sun, and I thought, well, that reminds me of a song from the Beach Boys. My next piece of music, actual fact, takes me back to the days when I first came to Panama. I got here in sort of late 1993, and I remember my mother came out to visit 1994. I think it was end of May, beginning of June when they came out, and she came out with who was our co-producer, Neil Davey, and they spent a couple of weeks here. Now, I remember one particular song. It was actual fact, it was released in 1990, but it seemed to be on the radio and the hotel's sort of music systems quite a lot at the time. It comes from Enigma. Sadness Part 1.
gonna be alright. When times get rough, you can fall back on us. Don't give up, please don't give up.
There we go, lovely track. Oh, amazing what I can find when I take a rummage around my music. I've got that album. It comes from the Gregorian monks. Of course, that one is Don't Give Up. If you are keeping eye on the time, well, we're just almost exactly 4 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it for you at 9 o'clock. As I mentioned at the end of the news, we weren't really going to do any today. We thought we'd give everybody a break. But seeing the importance of the opinions on the contract for 406 with Monero, I thought, well, you might want to know a little bit about what the reasons are for it being deemed unconstitutional.
Walk on, walk on,
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Thank you.
another one of those amazing pieces of music from the early 70s, Killing Me Softly with his song, composed by Charles Fox with lyrics by Norman Gimbel. The lyrics were written in collaboration with Laurie Lieberman after she was inspired by a Don McLean performance in late 1971. Denied writing credit by Fox and Gimbel. Lieberman released her version of the song in 1972, but it didn't chart. And the song has, of course, been covered by many, many, many others. But that version by Roberta Flack is the one that always sticks in my mind. And before that, Bread, another great band from those times as well, and Everything I Own. We're making our way to 21 minutes right now. That's, well, after the hour of 9. We're going to go through till about 5 to 10 as usual. We'll take one more piece of music, and then after that we'll come and have a chat with Yasmin and see what she's up to. And if do we have anybody that does nice soft music born on this day. This is Sam Smith. Midnight Train.
I choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away. Every waking day that I'm with you, am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. But I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. But darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the day I choose to walk away. Love you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
Song. Yes, Midnight Train, Sam Smith. Right then, well, we better say good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yes, it is. Well, it is a happy Thursday because we got 4 days off, you know. Oh, but yeah. It's nice, actually. I've sort of enjoyed myself this morning, managing to play some of my favorites, my sort of, you know, the softer side of my music.
Yes. Yes. That's good.
Yes, so that's rather nice, really.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nap. So anyway, how was your yesterday? Anything exciting happened yesterday?
No, quiet. No. Yeah, mm-hmm. Working.
Yeah.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting then.
No.
No. Okay. what did I do yesterday? Nothing exciting. my day, you see, I sort of ended up, I had to do some paperwork there, but, you know, it's funny how quickly, because, you know, when I finished the program, as you know, then I sort of loaded it up, get it done, and loaded it up onto the website and everything else, and then I normally sort of time that so I have to go and feed the pterodactyl. and then after feeding the pterodactyl, I normally sort of, you know, I had some toast yesterday, mm-hmm. and put the news on. And then normally not off.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, it's 12 o'clock, and I come in and I sort out the music, and then I can do that, and then I'm doing something. And the next thing is, it's time to do the news, and then it's time to go to bed. What an existence.
I don't know, the time goes so quick.
It does. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I'm old.
It's crazy.
Apparently I'm old, and nobody told me. Well, they did. I don't talk to them anymore.
Well, I'm old too, because I can feel it every day.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, really? You know, everything starts changing. Wait. I mean, your digestive system changes,
mm-hmm.
your bones ache, and I tell you, getting old is not for the young.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the weak of heart, I can tell you. But anyway, it's good to be around. And today, of course, we remember the people that aren't around, the people that we've lost,
mm-hmm.
and which is a nice thing to do. Nice thing to do.
Exactly.
And so we got 4 days off. After today, we'll be back with you next Tuesday. So what are you going to be doing over the 4 days?
Well, clean.
Oh, you're going to have a shower.
Clean my car.
You're going to have a shower. That's nice.
Clean my car. Clean the house.
Right.
I have to make the list of the gifts for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've already got some presents. So
oh, thank you.
I need to know who is missing.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm going to be relaxed and
good.
Happy at home,
mm-hmm.
doing my things, yeah.
Okay, and what's Ian got planned, you know? Something?
Oh, playing volleyball, as always.
As always.
I told him we should go to the movies at least one day.
Yeah.
To do something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Volleyball. He really loved volleyball.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, cool, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my sport was water skiing.
Oh.
I've been doing that, well, he's 18, I've been doing it for 2 years by now.
Mm.
But I guess a little bit like Ian. I mean, it becomes an obsession.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, water skiing. I mean, oh look, there's a flat piece of water. Get the ski boat out. You know, and of course where I'm living here,
mm-hmm.
And of course since they put the island in front of us here in Paitia, you've got this lovely smooth water because it acts as a break of the waves. And I sit on the balcony and I wish I could go skiing. Because I used to slalom ski,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing more beautiful than getting a really good lean on a slalom mm-hmm. ski, and that huge wall of water going up from your skis,
mm-hmm.
or ski.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love that. You get quite a thrill out of that. And I was skiing right up into my 40s here and on the lake. We had, you know, we rented an island at the time,
mm-hmm.
Out in the lake, and I used to ski out there. It was lovely because that was really, really nice, really flat. And the added benefit was that when you fell off, you could drink the water. It was that clean.
Ew.
No, in the lake,
mm-hmm.
it was beautiful.
Do you know that is one thing that Ian didn't like about the?
He doesn't like water.
No.
Oh.
What was when he was at the boats?
The dragon boats.
Uh-huh, the
mm-hmm.
dragon boats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing he didn't like because they used to practice in
the water.
At the causeway. Uh-huh, and you know, the water is dirty there.
Uh-huh.
And at the end he was like, oh, the water is disgusting.
Mm.
I feel sticky. And he was mad about that.
You know he's supposed to stay in the boat.
So I know.
You know, it is.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, and of course, you know, when you come off your water ski, it's that's fun. But one thing I could never get the hang of, one thing I can never do is, because a lot of people actually do barefoot skiing, mm-hmm. you know, where they don't use any skis, just their feet.
Ah, yes, I've seen that.
And that, I tried it once. I was in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
We had this beautiful enough, and we got the boat up to a good speed. And I thought, right, and what you do is I sort of had the ski in such a way that you could jump off it.
Mm-hmm.
And jump off it, and the idea is that you then sort of land backwards,
uh-huh.
slightly backwards, so that your feet start to plane.
Mm-hmm.
I went head over heels, me.
Oh, gosh. I've seen a video, a guy doing that, and he was like your age.
Right.
And he was perfect.
Yeah, but the thing is, you see, because I started skiing at 16,
mm-hmm.
I now have screws and a plate in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I now have scaffolding and screws and then in my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
I could never do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I put those screws is because I did it. You know, because, well, you can imagine, if you've got a boat going away at 30... Mm-hmm. 30 miles an hour
mm-hmm.
straight.
Yes.
And then you are going away, trying to pull away from the boat. So you're mm-hmm. going out over the wake. And then you do that turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that sort of acceleration back over the wake again. Because the wake is a boom, boom. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yes.
Boom, boom. And then when you're actually doing the slalom, when you're leaning away from the boat, I mean, your shoulder is only about a foot, if that, away from the water, because mm-hmm. you're right on one side. So you can imagine that the power of the boat and you pulling away from it is going straight through your body, through your feet, right through to your back. So you're mm-hmm. putting an awful lot of pressure
mm-hmm.
On those disky things.
Mm-hmm.
I had one broke in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Burst.
Wow.
That was painful.
Wow.
I had a spontaneous pneumothorax.
Mm.
It's not a prehistoric animal. It's... Could be though, couldn't it? Hey, look at that! What's that? Hey, that's a spontaneous pneumothorax. Wow! But what that happened? That happened in Singapore. I was slalom skiing, and I slalomed, and all of a sudden I got tremendous pain in my chest.
Wow!
And what happened is that it actually burst the lung,
mm-hmm.
and the lung partly collapsed, and I had to literally. I was in the Air Force then. I was taken into the, when they found out what it was, put me in, and I just had to lay there for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay, because they said it's got to heal on its own.
6 weeks, wow.
6 weeks, mm-hmm. lying in bed doing nothing.
Wow.
That sounds like bliss, really, doesn't it? So anyway, that was my sport. But I can understand Ian's... you know, when you get to do something like that, you really love it. You want to go, let's go play.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, so good.
Even if it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. when I water skied and it was raining, I put on an overcoat. Didn't want to get wet. Because I could actually ski uh-huh. with not getting wet. Because when I was in Singapore skiing, we used to ski off the beach.
Uh-huh.
You got up and you sort of take a couple of rolls of the rope in your hand,
mm-hmm.
and you just sort of stand there, raise your ski slightly,
mm-hmm.
Then you tell the boat to go. By the time the boat is gone, it's got up to almost maximum speed, and mm-hmm. then you drop the rope, and then you just go. And mm-hmm. By dropping, keeping that bit of rope, it stops the sort of big jerk you
mm-hmm.
get.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you ski, obviously you never got wet, and then when you come back, you do you go right away from the boat, the full length of the rope. So you really get this catapult speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ski about the last sort of 20, 30 yards
mm-hmm.
Into the beach.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I used to show off. Still do.
You can be a trainer or not.
I can help mm-hmm. people ski. I mean, I used to instruct.
Yeah.
Slalom skiing. But anyway, we're completely going off about something completely different because, as we do, who was born on this day in the world of music
uh-huh.
that made nice songs?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we say soft songs?
Yes. Okay, the first one is Katie Lang.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
she was born in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Dawn Lang, singer, songwriter. 1993 UK number 15 single, Constant Craving.
Okay, well, I know that one, but there's one of hers which I do like, and it's a cover. Okay. And it's a very good cover of the theme from Valley of the Dolls.
Okay.
Katie Lang. Version of that is, that's her theme, as I said, from the Valley of the Dolls, and that's Katie Lang. The original version of that, yes, was Dionne Warwick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, beautiful version as well. I mean, that's the original.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But Valley of the Dolls, it was a 1967 movie, and the score, the musical score was brilliant. I mean, musical by John Williams together with Dory and Andre Previn, and John Williams, he's sort of done a lot of scores, about seven decades of composing he did, and he's got a lot of awards for it as well. I think he's got a couple of Grammys. Anyway, yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
And who's your second one?
The second one is Bobby Doll.
Hold on. These people are very young. Have you run out of people that are older than I?
No, because the older were, you know, like jolly songs.
Jolly songs.
We cannot play that today.
We're not doing jolly today. No. We're doing somber.
Yeah, so Bobby was born in 1965.
Ah, okay.
From Poison. Bassist from American rock band Poison, who scored the 1988 US number 1 and 1989 UK number 13 single Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and have sold over 45 million records worldwide.
Ah, Every Rose Has a Thorn. You know, Christina and I are roses. The thorn is about a foot long and green.
Wow.
Good morning, Lola. Here is, I'm just starting it in the middle. Here is Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Poison.
We both lie silent still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Rather nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every rose has its thorn,
mm-hmm.
By Poison. So two young people, mm-hmm. having a birthday today. Young people, yes. We don't do young. All right.
And what about Mark? Did you say happy birthday to Mark?
Oh, no, you sent me a little note, didn't
uh-huh.
you? Today is the birthday of Mark Gilliland.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Mark. Yeah, Mark, so yes, I had a
He's
note.
He's always on. Listening.
He's always listening. He's mm-hmm. been listening forever, hasn't he?
Oh, yes.
He deserves a medal.
Oh, yes, of course.
But he's going to get this.
Very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
There we go. Yes, happy birthday to Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been listening to us for years, hasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's old then.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, you enjoy your weekend, mm-hmm, and we'll come back, won't we, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll come back relaxed next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a long time off.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm doing work around the house.
Okay.
About time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, look, you have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Ian, keep up the volleyball. Mm-hmm. And if you can, do two things at once. Do volleyball while you're practicing your saxophone. Yeah. I tell you what, I was looking at the picture because he posted some picture of him with his saxophone the other day. That's a nice sax, isn't it? It's a big one.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're worth buying just to look at.
Mm-hmm.
They're so gorgeous. The saxophone's a gorgeous instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the sound, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when's he going to come in and play for us?
I don't know. When he's free.
He's never free. I'll give him $10. Have a wonderful long weekend, yes.
Thank you too. All
right,
everybody.
And we'll be back together on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Joy Crooks.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up too? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now. It can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up too? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be living? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living.
I love the towns, I love the crowds, love the way my life's turned out, the way it has. I get to sing and chase my dreams, like they say with all good things, their strings attached. Don't get me wrong, my life's a song. You know me, I belong, girl, where you are. But from time to time it feels like I'm trapped, somehow stuck behind this guitar. Behind this guitar, just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar, just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. when I was a kid and the other kids were doing what most kids did. Well, there I was, sitting on the edge of my twin bed, peeking till my fingers bled and it got in my blood. That's not to say I didn't fish or play, goof around and act my age and be home at night. But from the age of 9 till right here tonight, you might say I pretty much grew up behind this guitar. Behind this guitar. Just a boy who had a dream in his heart. Behind this guitar. Just a guy who didn't believe I'd get this far. I'd get this far. Well, I've always said that I've been blessed. Why me? Is anybody's guess? Well, I don't know. But I'm well aware that the man upstairs could have answered any other's prayers and let mine go. But thanks to him, my family and friends, those who got me where I am, you know who you are. But with that in mind, the truth is I'm not the only one behind this guitar.
Lovely ballad. That is Jose Feliciano and Behind This Guitar. Time on the Rekha Show. Well, we can squeeze this in to take us up to the top of the hour. Stranger on the Shore from Mr. Rekha Bilk. Thank you. Stranger on the Shore, and that was Akabilk, Mr. Akabilk. Right, and that's it then. That's brought us to the end of our 3 hours for today. I don't know about you, I've thoroughly enjoyed myself listening to some of these great ballads. Right, well, thank yous go out this morning to Ingrid for giving us some interesting facts about All Souls Day. So a big thank you to Ingrid. Hope you can have a great weekend over there in Malvai. And also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all of our background work here, our Instagram and all those kind of things, Facebook and whatever. She does all that for us, and also our bookings, and apparently finding young people who were born on this day in the world of music that did soft music. Sure. 65, born in 65, good grief, I was 16, never mind. So thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the studio, my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, big thanks to Neil, and of course to the boys and girls at Group of Grudge, who's turn us on in the morning, and well, going to turn us off in just a few seconds time. So a big thanks to them, especially to Isaac, and I hope you guys have a great long break, and get it in there and have a rest. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And, well, I hope everybody is going to have a peaceful, with those of you here in Panama, peaceful and long weekend. Please give us a little bit of a respite, okay? I mean, we've done the protesting, things are in motion. Now kindly let people, you know, get off the streets, let people go back, let them have an enjoyable weekend. No parades either, of course, over the weekend this year, for our Mesa de la Patria. Anyway, look after yourselves, all right? Don't do anything stupid. If you're driving your car and you're actually going to move somewhere, please, please, please be extra careful, all right? What do I want to be, or what do we want to be doing on a Tuesday of next week? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.